Hi, John. How's it going?
Good. How are you all?
We're great.
Good.
Well, I know most people like to talk about your defense, but your offense is also getting it done. What's changed or what's happened this year to maybe enhance their production?
Well, I mean, it's only three games, so, you know, just from one year to the next, I don't know if any can really make a comparison. We thought we were getting pretty decent last year on offense as well at times, and, you know, it's just part of a process trying to improve, and, you know, Joe gets a little better, O-line gets better, wide receivers maybe get a little bit better, and you know, hopefully the whole thing just plays better, but it's a weekly proposition.
John, this is a little bit more of a general question, but, you know, obviously I know you have Brian Dawkins in Philly and now Ed Reed there, and you were a secondary coach. So when you look at the way that the safety position has changed over the last 15 or 20 years, and maybe the bigger in-the-box type is gone now, what are some of the things that you've seen go into that and maybe force the change for defensive people?
Well, to me it's been guys, you know, the way defenses have, I guess the real good thinkers on defense in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, that the Jim Johnsons, the Bill Belichicks, you know, the guys that have kind of changed the way defenses are played, kind of demanded that a different type of player play that position. You know, when defenses were more, you know, when they kind of stood there and played fronts and played coverages and safeties were down in the box or they were back playing, you know, half coverage or whatever, you know, it was a certain type of a guy that had to think and maybe get you kind of lined up and make all the adjustments. But now, it's that defense is so much more active, you know, and you've got pressure packages that come from one side and show down one way, then come out and show the other way. And guys have got to be able to play up in the box or blitz A gaps or get back in the deep middle or play man to man. And you're so much more multiple now than it was. That you just need a more athletic kind of a guy, you know, a guy that can really run and at the same time can get down in there and tackle. So those guys they're becoming as valuable or more valuable in some of the, you know, the so-called glamour positions, I would say.
Do you look at it, too, and maybe part of this is offensive personnel with, you know, more spread looks and then the hybrid tight end types, too, forcing that?
Oh, yeah, it's a great point. I mean, it's so much more diverse on the offensive side. It's the way the defenses are attacking the offenses in more multiple ways. And the fact that, you know, and New England's a good example, but you don't know what you're going to get. You're going to get a different grouping possibly every single play that presents a completely different challenge, and you know, you can't run a completely different defense out there. So you've got to have guys that can play, you know, regular base packages and play down the box and support the run, but at the same time can get out there and cover a great tight end that can play or a fourth wide receiver even. So it's just the game has changed that way so much probably in the last 8 or 10 years.
John, so much has been made about, you know, Tom Brady, his knee and his recovery, and now, you know, how he seemed to have kind of struggled with his, you know, efficiency there. But do you see anything different, you know, in Brady from what you've seen in the past?
Well, we saw him 2 years ago when we came in there in Philadelphia, and now having had a chance to see him on film, I see Tom Brady, you know, and he's doing all the things he did before in terms of setting them up to try to get in the matchup they want to get themselves in, and throwing the ball just as well as ever, and you know, just as courageous as he's ever been, and you know, he's still Tom Brady, so he's got tremendous gifts and skills, and he's a great quarterback.
And what have you seen opposing offenses do that's hardest for Ed Reed to handle? Like, what's the best way that they combat his effectiveness?
Well, I think the best guy to ask that would be Coach Belichick. He'd probably have a pretty good answer for you, but I doubt he'd share it with you. So
I doubt, too. That's why I'm asking you.
You know, I don't even know if I have an answer for that. There's a lot of ways to attack a lot of players. And you know Ed's got his, you know, idiosyncrasies as a player, and just like they all do. And you know, then you attack a player, but you attack a scheme. You attack, try to get a guy in a certain – I guess responsibility maybe that he's not comfortable with as much against a guy that matches up well against him. I'm sure that's the things that anybody does for any player, you know, when they try to attack any defense. So wouldn't be any different for Ed that way.
On another topic, that play that Ray Lewis made at the end of the San Diego game, is that how you drew it up?
exactly how we drew it up, precisely as we planned it. We exactly as we predicted it would happen. No, that was just a heck of a defensive play. You know, there's got to be some latitude for guys, you know, great players, you know, playing creatively. And it was within the structure of the defense, and it was a, I'd say, a, you know, a, an acceptable reaction to that blocking scheme. He's got to make a decision whether he wants to do that or not. So, you know, that's something that you can do if you see something there that predicts that play is going to be run.
What stands out to you when you look at the Patriots' defense?
I think the fundamental soundness that they've always had, you know, the multiple looks that they can give you, the fact that they, you know, from one week to the next they can reinvent themselves, and the fact that they've been able to, you know, plug in personnel. You know, I've got so much respect for Derek Burgess as an example. We had him in Philadelphia way back when, and plug him in and train him in their system and get him up and running in such a way that it looks still like the Patriots' defense has looked all those years, and it doesn't look any different. I think that's a credit to just great coaching.
Does Burgess look different?
Well, he was a defensive end more in Philly, you know, and I know he's a nickel pass rusher there, which is what he did, but he's also able to play the outside backer spot, and I think he probably does more with New England than he did in Philadelphia, just specific to what New England's defense is, and to me, that's, you know, that's a credit to coaching.
Hey, John, sometimes a quarterback will get into his second year and after having a pretty successful first year, he'll get to a point where he's trying to figure out what he can't do and maybe pushing some things. Doesn't appear production-wise and statistically that Joe Flacco has done that. Have you seen him doing things a little more, I guess, risky or aggressively than he did in the past this year?
You know, I'd probably be careful to label it in any way like that.
Sure.
You know, I think every quarterback, just like any kind of person, is unique and different. And, you know, certainly we have tremendous quarterback coaches. Hugh Jackson does a great job with Joe. Cam Cameron, both those two guys have been through it with young quarterbacks before, so, you know, they do everything they can to kind of keep him moving, you know, progressing, I guess, you know, just as effectively as we can, but, you know, he's got bumps in the road, he's going to see some things he hasn't seen, and he's not perfect, and, you know, he's made mistakes already, he's missed some throws, he's thrown some he shouldn't have thrown, and, you know, hopefully that, you know, he just keeps getting better, and he learns from every experience.
Quick question, too, on you guys played in the AFC Championship last year, if I remember correctly. And this year you have, you know, I think a lot of people look at this game coming into New England as a status or a checkpoint game for how good your team is. Is that maybe a little bit off base considering what you guys have accomplished?
Well, you know, I think it's a fair question, but it's not one that we would even, you know, entertain because we could care less. I mean, you know, that presumes that we would be concerned with how other people evaluate us,
mm-hmm.
and we don't. You know, so, you know, anybody can write an article. It's interesting. It's fun to read, or you do a report, or you rank the teams. You know, it just doesn't have any impact on us becoming a better team from one week to the next. So, you know, it wouldn't be something that we want to even take the time to consider. So it's irrelevant to what we're trying to do.
Thanks.
John, you describe New England's defense as being one where, you know, they're sound fundamental in their fundamentals, but, you know, no matter the personnel, it seems with all the turnover they've had on their personnel, it seems like the scheme is always still sound. Same could be said of your defense. I mean, you know, Baltimore noted for the defense and still having some turnover there, you know, Dalis Thomas being one example. Do you believe it's the scheme? What exactly is it that makes, you know, your defense so successful, so productive?
Well, I mean, you know, I think scheme is valuable, you know, and it's something that we spend a lot of time working on. But it's good players playing well in a scheme that accentuates their abilities and the things that they do well. So we don't look exactly the same as we did when the Dalis was here, or even last year. And New England doesn't look exactly the same as they did, I'm sure, you know, when some of those other guys were there that aren't there anymore. So, you know, you try to set up a scheme where the players that are playing in the scheme, you know, can do the things that they do specifically well. I think New England does that. That's probably the biggest key, you know, is in what New England's done and what we try to do, at least since we've been here and maybe over the years they've done what they did in Philly. It's just a matter of it's a matter of good players playing well, and if you can get that done, you have a chance to have a good, you know, a good. scheme.
John, what's the difference of a Patriot offense with Wes Welker as opposed to one without? And do you have to game plan for both scenarios?
Well, I don't know. Number 11, Edelman there, looks a lot like Wes Welker when he runs his routes, and it looks like he and Tom have, you know, great chemistry and have a great feel for one another. So he didn't look too much different, although I guess Wes Welker is only one, you know. And he had a bunch of catches against us 2 years ago and in Philadelphia, and he's just a great player. He's a return guy. They've got so many weapons, and it's not just the weapons you hear about. It's other guys that you have to prepare for, because you just never know, you know, who the player is that's going to be the guy that's going to come up and make a play. And they do a great job of finding players and putting them in a position to make plays. So, you know, if it's Wes, we'll have to cover him. If it's Edelman, we'll have to cover him. You know, Galloway, we got to cover him. Of course, 81, you know, he's somebody that gets your attention. They have two tight ends that can play. They've got three backs. I mean, maybe four backs that are really dangerous. But Falk, I mean, golly, I mean, all these years, he's been a go-to guy and a game-breaker. So just a lot of weapons.
John, on the Patriots defense, it seems like they're in a sub-defense quite a bit, and I'm curious if you've taken note of that, or if that's maybe just more reflective of an overall NFL trend, you know, that more defenses are playing more sub these days.
Well, you know, I think they match pretty much what they get offensively, and that's the thing about defense. You've got to be able to play, you know, every kind of package, because you've got to be able to line up against whatever an offense puts out there. It's the offense's decision in terms of, you know, what type of game you're going to play based on what they put out there, and you've got to be able to match up and cover people, or match up and stop a heavy run game. So I think they're just basically matching up to what they see in the way that they think gives them the best chance to win those one-on-one battles.
John, when it comes to body language, is there anything that a coach can gain from that, or an opposing team? Tom Brady mentioned that as his team is continuing to find its offensive identity, and last week kind of showed that frustration at times visibly. As an opposing team, when you see that, is there anything that you can gain from that when that happens?
Nah. You know, I mean, we, you know, body language, you know, guys show their emotions and show their personalities, and they're competitive guys. And, you know, we want our guys to show their personalities, and there's going to be times where you're going to be frustrated, so you're frustrated. You're going to be exhilarated, so you're exhilarated. And you try to get past the idea that it's sending a message to somebody. It's just you know, a man being a man in a situation where he's really trying to do his best. And you know, I don't think it impacted the fact that you may have a frustrating series here or there, and you come back and you score a touchdown the very next series, which is pretty much what I think happened for the Patriots last week. So it's not that big a deal.
I think it's the last question here, John. You got a kicker with local ties. How has he done, and just an analysis on him?
Oh, yeah, Steve's done a great job. You know, he's a guy that, you know, I think it was in Middlebury he was at. And,
yep.
And he went down to NC State as a graduate student, kind of a soccer background, and has really kind of taught himself how to kick. And, you know, I think he's improved tremendously in the last year with Randy Brown as one of our coaches who helps him. And he's just, he's got a lot of talent. He's a big, tall, strong guy, and he's very athletic. And, you know, he's got to do it. He's got to prove himself. But he's got a chance to kick in this league for a long time. And, you know, he may miss a kick here or there and work through it, but he may not. So he does a good job.
Thanks for your time, John.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Appreciate being with you.